X6 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Hi, this is Mike Matheny, and I know
both. For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Hi, this is Mike Matheny, and I know a good thing when I see it. That's why I get my cars from St. Paul GM Country. I can find the car or truck that I want, whether it's a Cadillac, Chevy, Buick, or GMC. The deals are great, and the service is even better. That's a winning
both. For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Hi, this is Mike Matheny, and I know a good thing when I see it. That's why I get my cars from St. Paul GM Country. I can find the car or truck that I want, whether it's a Cadillac, Chevy, Buick, or GMC. The deals are great, and the service is even better. That's a winning
both. For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
Hi, this is Mike Matheny, and I know a good thing when I see it. That's why I get my cars from St. Paul GM Country. I can find the car or truck that I want, whether it's a Cadillac, Chevy, Buick, or GMC. The deals are great, and the service is even better. That's a winning GM
Country. If you've been listening any time at all, you know that music means it's time for you to call. We put your name on the screen, and then you are connected. I do hope. With your pet's best friend, Dr. Doug Pernikoff from the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. Now, here is your opportunity to get veterinary advice at no charge. With your pet's best friend, Dr. Doug Pernikoff from the Clark Per Caller. Because every once in a while we get somebody go, hey, yeah, one other thing. My cat. Oh, yeah, one more thing. I got this other cat. Give everybody a chance, limited to one. Here are the phone numbers. We'd appreciate that. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, it's 888-550-KTRS. 314. Really? I mean, most everybody's either landline or cell phone package. There's no long-distance charge, but the number's there if you want to use it. And, of course, Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. Couple lines still open. 456, couple lines still open. I'd jump in there right now if I were you, because we'll shut it out when the calls run out. Ladies and gentlemen, your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the large morning show in the afternoon, Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, hey. How's everybody?
Hey, doctor. How you doing?
I am AM in the PM.
Hallelujah. How'd it go at St. Louis?
Yeah.
Hey, hey, hey.
Fest. Because
oh,
I refuse
boy.
To say Lou-fest.
So it's fun.
What's the next big leap in their musical career? What's
well, you know,
next?
They just completed their second album with a very famous producer named Brian Deck out of Chicago. And they're hoping to kind of promote the album through, hopefully, one of the big production companies. And I, you know, they don't share everything with me because I'm just a...
314. Not want some of their money.
No, I think they think I'm too stupid to offer anything.
No, trust me. Trust me. You go, boys, how are record sales? Nah, not that good, Dad. And then they drive away in a big Bentley or something. Look, they had one album. How many did the first album sell? Do you know?
Well, I don't know because they really were using it more for promotion.
Playing a big Bentley or something. Yeah, want some of their money.
No, I think they think I'm too stupid to offer anything.
No, trust me. Trust me. You go, boys, how are record sales? Nah, not that good, Dad. And then they drive away in a big Bentley or something. Look, they had one album. How many did the first album sell? Do you know?
Well, I don't know because they really were using it more for promotion, produce it themselves. This one they ran.
All right, here's what might happen. And when they become successful, they might each own two homes. The home they want you to see, the modest home, that when you come to visit, they go to that house. And then once you're gone, they get on a private jet and they go to their home in Malibu. I'm just telling you.
No, I'm telling you, Frank, they promised that if they got brand.
All right, here's what might happen. And when they become successful, they might each own two homes, the home they want you to see, the modest home, that when you come to visit, they go to that house. And then once you're gone, they get on a private jet and they go to their home in Malibu. I'm just telling you.
No, I tell you, Frank, they promised that if they got them to change diapers for me.
Well, so. Both. For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to IBM.com/systems/choice.
Hi, this is Mike Matheny, and I know a good thing when I see it. That's why I get my cars from St. Paul GM Country. I can find the car or truck that I want, whether it's a Cadillac, Chevy, Buick, or GMC. The deals are great, and the service is even better. That's a winning...
Hey, I got a question.
How long has he had the seizures? Like a year or something like that?
For the 3 years we've had them, I mean, it's usually always at night. He'll start howling in his sleep,
sure.
And you can't wake him up, and he just... He'll flop off the bed, and then he starts sure. having seizures. So,
can I jump right. in here, Doctor? Ben, what may be happening is your vet is giving the dog seizures.
Pick him up.
Really? I mean, most everybody's either landline or cell phone package. There's no long-distance charge, but the number's there if you want to use it. And, of course, Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. Couple lines to...
Animal, but this veterinarian is probably going to try modifying the dosing of the phenobarbital, and there's also a drug called potassium bromide, which you can use. It helps potentiate or increase the value of that phenobarb without having to add the phenobarb, which can be really sedating. So I would talk to, if you're not happy with...
Hey, I got a question. I have a Cocker Spaniel. He's had seizures on and off again for the 3 years we've owned them. They usually happen every 6 months or so. So we took him to our vet. He put him on phenobarbital, but he was just like wired when he was on that. He gave us Valium to give him immediately. Hey, I got a question. I have a
And then they can do phenobarb levels to see if you're getting within a therapeutic level. Now, more dramatically, you can go to a specialist who's going to do an EEG and possibly a CT scan. You're talking about thousands and thousands of dollars. I would try the medical approach first.
Okay, and then the Valium that's not a long-lasting, because
no, Valium
only go to the Valium?
That's only in thousands of dollars. I would try the medical approach first.
Okay, and then the Valium that's not a long-lasting, because
no,
Valium only go to the Valium?
That's only about a 20 to 40-minute drug. That's not going to do it. That's what you use to control the initial seizure, like you said, but it's not for more long-term use. You need to get somebody to kind of map out a plan for you to do it. That's what you use to...
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good, Sherry. How are you, honey?
Good. I have a 6-year-old miniature female dachshund.
Mm-hmm.
And she stayed. And she likes, she humps blankets, and I eat,
Really? I mean, most everybody's either landline or cell phone package. There's no long-distance charge, but the number's there if you want to use it. And, of course, Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. Couple lines to...
Kind of sending in blood tests to find out some issues like that. It's certainly not a medical issue. It's more of a behavioral and kind of an obnoxious...
First of all, I got to say, I didn't know that female dogs humped anything.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've had...
She didn't start doing it until probably the last year or two. She didn't
Frank,
do that
it's a new world. Got to learn to accept these things and people. And
even the dog world is opening up to new things.
Yeah, my mom and
this veterinarian is probably going to try modifying the dosing of the phenobarbital. And there's also a drug called potassium bromide, which you can use that helps potentiate or increase the value of that phenobarb without having to add the phenobarb, which can be really sedating. So I would talk to, if you're not happy with this veterinarian, is probably going to try modifying the dosing of the phenobarbital, and there's also a drug called potassium bromide, which you can use that helps potentiate or increase the value of that phenobarb without having to add the phenobarb, which can be really sedating. So I would talk to, if you're not happy with this veterinarian, Frank, it's a new world. got to learn to accept these things and people.
Even the dog world is opening up to new things.
Yeah, my mom and dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So I have to learn to accept these things and people.
Even the dog world is opening up to new things.
Yeah, my mom and dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones.
Doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs? Dog world is opening up to new things.
Yeah, my mom and dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones.
Doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we...
Mom and dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we... address it.
Because Sherry's dog, the dog world is opening up to new things.
Yeah, my mom and dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian dog?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs? Is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we... address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps. Jerry.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck.
Bye, thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the
field. Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helped.
Luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, do.
I can't go there.
Thank you very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, do the 6'9" thing.
Oh.
What?
She would, turn around. And
dog world is opening up to new things.
Yeah, my mom and dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we... as it's dominance, and sometimes...
Dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, the 6'9" thing.
Oh.
What?
She would, turn around. And.
Well, yeah, my mom and dad's pug will do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the...
Jerry!
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog.
Well, yeah, my mom and dad's pug will do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Up in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
I'll tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to tell
it. Pug will do that. She'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Up in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
I'll tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want
to tell. He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we... address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one.
Doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
No, no.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that helps. Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
No, no.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm AM in the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female.
Puck will do that. They'll get right on top and just start on the
what?
Top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Up in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want
okay.
to tell.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
They'll get right on top and just start on the
what?
Top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Up in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want
okay.
to tell.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc. Doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we... address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps. The dog world is opening up to new things.
Yeah, my mom and dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian dog?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we... I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm AM in the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like...
Fluence. Then your growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth. But usually by 6 months, you see... the majority of their stature growth. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Joanne.
Okay.
Joanne. Golden.
They'll get right on top and just start on the
what?
Top of the head. Oh yeah.
Up in the head.
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want
okay.
to tell.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
They'll get right on top and just start on the
what?
Top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Up in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want
okay.
to tell.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc. Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm AM in the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female. Jerry.
They'll get right on top and just start on the
what?
Top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Up in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want
okay.
to tell.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
They'll get right on top and just start on the
what?
Top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Up in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want
okay.
to tell.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
They'll get right on top and just start on the
what?
Top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Up in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to
okay.
tell.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc. Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
Thank you very much, and I'm AM in the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female.
She plays with the little 19-month-old grandson, and she's so gentle.
No.
Of course,
they don't shed. She doesn't shed, right?
No. It's minimal. It's very minimal.
Yeah, that's what
they're wonderful wife. Dogs. It's just that you always wonder... Because basically,
she plays with the little 19-month-old grandson, and she's so gentle.
No,
of course,
they don't shed. She doesn't shed, right?
No, it's minimal. No. It's very minimal.
Yeah, that's what
they're wonderful
wife...
dogs. It's just you always wonder because basically,
she's just as gentle as she can be.
No.
She plays with the little 19-month-old. Grandson, and she's so gentle.
No,
of course, I
and they don't shed. She doesn't shed, right?
No, it's minimal. It's very minimal.
Yeah, that's what
they're wonderful
wife...
dogs. It's just that you
just it's minimal. Yeah. It's very minimal.
Yeah, that's what
they're wonderful
wife...
dogs. It's just that you always wonder because basically it's a mutt, right? I mean, fundamentally,
yeah.
It's a mutt. and then people spend a tremendous amount of money on those animals, and you always wonder how do they rationalize that. But you know, I love them.
That's what
they're wonderful.
Wife...
It's minimal.
Yeah.
It's very minimal.
Yeah, that's what
they're wonderful
wife...
dogs. It's just that you always wonder. Because basically it's a mutt, right? I mean, fundamentally it's a mutt. And then people spend a tremendous amount of money on those animals, and you always wonder, how do they rationalize that? But, you know, I love them.
Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
But, come on, the cat got your tongue?
No, so, no.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm AM in the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female.
As we... address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
But come on, the cat got your tongue?
No, so, no.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helped.
Good luck. Bye, Sherry.
Thank you very much. And I'm AM in the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
We'll get right. You know, I love them as an animal. They're wonderful animals.
Well, here's how my wife rationalizes it. If something doesn't cost a lot of money, she's not interested in it.
Oh.
If they sold them at Neiman Marcus, she'd go get one. Yeah. Joanne, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Hi, Joanne.
You know, I'm serious.
There's always a potential, you know, I love them as an animal. They're wonderful animals.
Well, here's how my wife rationalizes it. If something doesn't cost a lot of money, she's not interested in it.
Oh.
If they sold them at Neiman Marcus, she'd go get one. Yeah. Joanne, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Hi, Joanne.
You know, I'm serious. Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
But come on, the cat got your tongue?
No, so, no.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helped.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much. And I'm AM in the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female. Jerry's dog.
You know, I love them as an animal. They're wonderful animals.
Well, here's how my wife rationalizes it. If something doesn't cost a lot of money, she's not interested in it.
Oh.
If they sold them at Neiman Marcus, she'd go get one. Yeah. Joanne, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Hi, Joanne.
You know, I'm serious.
You know, I love them as an animal. They're wonderful animals.
Well, here's how my wife rationalizes it. If something doesn't cost a lot of money, she's not interested in it.
Oh.
If they sold them at Neiman Marcus, she'd go get one. Yeah. Joanne, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Hi, Joanne.
You know, I'm serious. Sometimes there's...
But come on, the cat got your tongue?
No, no.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Sherry. Thank you very much. And I'm AM in the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog.
Jerry.
He'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Hump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
I'll tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
Okay. He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
He'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Hump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
I'll tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
Okay. He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
There's always...
He'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Hump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
I'll tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
Okay. He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
Influence, then you might see more growth. Maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth. But usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay?
Okay.
It's better.
Mom and Dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we... address it.
Because Sherry's dog.
Sometimes it's dominant. Learn to accept these things and people.
Even the dog world is opening up to new things.
Yeah, my mom and dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian dog?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs? Doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we... address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
But come on, the cat got your tongue?
No, no.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
They'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Hump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want
to tell. He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
They'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Hump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to tell.
Okay. He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
They'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Hump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to tell.
Okay. He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
They'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Hump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to tell.
Okay. He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
My neighbor's great-grandkids are over. And so my concern is I'm about 4 months pregnant, and so is there anything my husband and I can do to kind of calm down her reactivity, or is it something we need to seek professional help on?
Well, I mean, you might want to talk to acting for
some time. No.
She plays with the little 19-month-old grandson, and she's so gentle.
No.
Of course,
they don't shed. She doesn't shed, right?
No, it's minimal. It's very minimal.
Yeah, that's what
they're wonderful dogs. It's just that you always wonder because basically
she plays with the little 19-month-old grandson, and she's so gentle.
No,
of course,
they don't shed. She doesn't shed, right?
No, it's minimal. It's very minimal.
Yeah, that's what
they're wonderful dogs. It's just that you always wonder because basically
it's just his duty, or is it something we need to seek professional help on?
Well, I mean, you might want to talk to, I think we're seeking veterinary help to start and possibly a behavioralist, but, you know, they may be able to provide something like an anti-anxiety drug that I think is very safe if it's managed correctly.
Well, it's minimal. It's very minimal.
Yeah, that's what
they're wonderful dogs. It's just that you always wonder, because basically it's a mutt, right? I mean, fundamentally it's a mutt. And then people spend a tremendous amount of money on those animals, and you'd always wonder, how do they rationalize that? But, you know, I love them.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck.
Bye,
thank
you very much, and I'm
aiming the field. Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
you very much, and I'm aiming
the field. Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog.
Jared. They'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Hump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want
to
tell.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
As we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Sherry. Thank you very much. And I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. Jerry.
And there's another one that's called Clomacom.
Yeah, Clomacom. That's what I was going to suggest.
Designed specifically for animals, I'm sorry. But it's a human-based drug. So there are things you can do. They take a couple of weeks to develop a titer that's going to be effective. So if you need to get on it, you might want to talk to them about that.
And she's just as gentle as she can be.
No.
She plays with the little 19-month-old grandson, and she's so gentle.
No,
of course, they don't shed.
She doesn't shed, right?
No, it's minimal. It's very minimal.
Yeah, that's what
they're wonderful
wife.
Dogs. It's just in your
time.
Well, yeah, my mom and dad's pug will do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah,
hump in the head.
Yeah,
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to tell.
Well, yeah, my mom and dad's pug will do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Hump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to tell.
Sometimes there's something.
With behavioralists, that will help vets work with the drugs and the training to get through those things. But I think that's something you can work with.
Sarah, what did you say initially? The dog, it's fence reactive? What did you say?
It's fence reactive. So it's real sensitive when the neighbors are out. She's running over there and barking and making a mess. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
As we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
Influence. Has a dominance.
Thank you very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like the 6'9 thing.
Oh.
What? Do the what?
She would, like, turn around and...
Doctor...
Thank you very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like the 6'9 thing.
Oh.
What? Do the what?
She would, like, turn around and...
Mom and Dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian,
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog...
is over by 6 months.
This dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like the 6'9 thing.
Oh.
What? Do the what?
She would, like, turn around and...
Well, yeah, my mom and dad's pug will do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the pug will do that.
This dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like the 6'9 thing.
Oh.
What? Do the what?
She would, like, turn around and...
Well, yeah, my mom and dad's pug will do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the...
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog.
As we...
Very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like the 6'9 thing.
Oh.
What? Do the what?
She would, like, turn around and...
As we, you know, I don't know.
Hi, Dr. Dog and the gang.
Judy.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Judy.
And I'm aiming the field.
Thank you.
Dr. Doug, I have your typical problem, a little mixed terrier. She's probably only about 15 pounds. I think she must have a lot of Jack Russell in her.
It doesn't hurt sometimes to combine that with behavioral modification. We have behavioralists that will help vets work with the drugs and the training to get through those things. But I think that's something you can work with.
Sarah, what did you say initially? The dog, it's fence reactive? What did you say?
It's fence reactive. So it's
sometimes there's something.
She's only about 15 pounds. I think she must have a lot of Jack Russell in her. She's like a little bullet. When I come home at night and let her out of that kennel, she is like a bullet tearing through the house. She will go, if I'm in the other room, she will go in and tear a hole in the couch.
I will do that to the
You know, I love them as an animal. They're wonderful animals.
Well, here's how my wife rationalizes it. If something doesn't cost a lot of money, she's not interested in it.
Oh.
If they sold them at Neiman Marcus, she'd go get one. Yeah. Joanne, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Hi, Joanne.
You know, I'm serious.
You know, I love them as an animal. They're wonderful animals.
Well, here's how my wife rationalizes it. If something doesn't cost a lot of money, she's not interested in it.
Oh.
If they sold them at Neiman Marcus, she'd go get one. Yeah. Joanne, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Hi, Joanne.
You know, I'm serious.
More growth. Maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth. But usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay?
Okay.
Hey, Joanne. Gold, yes. Golden.
They'll get right on top and just start on the
what?
Top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Up in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to
tell him. He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
He'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Hump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want
to tell him. He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
He'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Hump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to tell him.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc. Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck. Bye, Sherry.
Thank
you very much. And I'm aiming the
field. Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know females. Jerry's dog.
More growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth. But usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay.
Hey, Joanne.
Golden.
He'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Hump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to tell him.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
As we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck. Bye, Sherry.
Thank you very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
Influence is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth. But usually
a pug
means you're just scratch roll under that, because otherwise your house is going to get ruined and you're going to be divorced and everything else is going to happen. So I think there are things you can
do. My husband said I better decide what to do with this dog. I got it from a shelter.
He might keep the dog and get rid of you, so you want to be careful.
No, he wouldn't keep the dog. He'd get rid of both.
Dog world is opening up to new.
It happens. So I think there are things you can do.
My husband said I better decide what to do with this dog. I got it from a shelter.
He might keep the dog and get rid of you, so you want to be careful.
No, he wouldn't keep the dog. He'd get rid of both of them.
Yeah, talk to someone about.
He'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Hump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to tell
him. He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
He'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Hump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to tell him.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
As we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
As we work.
This dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog.
Really?
And then, like, do, like the 6'9" thing.
Oh.
What?
She would, like, turn around. And.
Oh, yeah, my mom and dad's pug will do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Hump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to tell him.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
Thank you very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like the 6'9" thing.
Oh.
What?
She would, like, turn around. And.
He'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Hump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to tell him.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
He'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Hump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
Okay. He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
As we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No, so no.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. Jerry's dog could be just home, Google dog behavior list in St. Louis area.
I won't give you any names now, but, again, call us or call one of your veterinarians, and they all have connections with people that
okay.
do this.
All right, Judy, thank you.
I figured that somebody has to love her.
Yeah.
Dropped off there because of her behavior, but she is so cute and loving.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. There's always a potential more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth. But usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Joanne,
okay.
Joanne. Golden.
He'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Bump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
I'll tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want
to
tell.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc. That's what
they're wonderful.
Doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that sometimes
he'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Bump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
I'll tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
Okay. He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
He'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Bump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
I'll tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
Okay. He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc. Dog world is opening up to new things.
Yeah, my mom and dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian dog?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we
dog
learn to accept these things and people.
Even the dog world is opening up to new things.
Yeah, my mom and dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian dog?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs? That's
I can't learn to. With behavioral modification, we have behavioralists that will help vets work with the drugs and the training to get through those things. But I think that's something you can work with.
Sarah, what did you say initially? The dog, it's fence reactive? What did you say?
It's fence reactive. So it's real sensitive when the neighbors are out. She's
Huck will do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Bump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
I'll tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to
tell him. He wants to keep his segment. Let's go. Let's a boop.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank you very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped anything.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog.
Oh, yeah, my mom and dad's pug will do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Bump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
I'll tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to tell.
Okay.
Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank you very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female.
Very reactive, like bite, hair stands up, barks.
Yeah, mine does that too at times, too, by the way.
Your hair stands up?
Yep. I get really
we didn't need to know that. Sarah, thank you for the call.
Okay, thanks, guys.
When does your hair stand up? When the neighbors are outside?
She's so smart,
and
she's just as gentle as she can be.
No.
She plays with the little 19-month-old grandson, and she's so gentle.
No,
of course, I'm
and they don't shed. She doesn't shed, right?
No, it's minimal. Yeah. It's very minimal.
Yeah, that's what.
And I'm not sure why.
Sometimes there's.
It's minimal. Yeah. It's very minimal.
Yeah, that's what.
They're
my
wonderful
wife...
dogs. It's just that you always wonder because basically it's a mutt, right? I mean, fundamentally,
yeah.
It's a mutt. And then people spend a tremendous amount of money on those animals, and you always wonder how do they rationalize that. But you know, I love them.
Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No, so, no.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helped.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the
female. Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female. Jerry.
He'll get right on top and just start on the
what?
Top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Bump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
I'll tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want
okay.
to tell.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
Yes, well,
Doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we... address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No, so, no.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that the dog world is opening up to new things.
Yeah, my mom and dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian dog?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we... It's best.
The dog world is opening up to new things.
Yeah, my mom and dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian dog?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we...
Doug will do that.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No, no.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck.
Bye, thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the female.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No, so, no.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck.
Bye,
thank
Sherry. You very much, and I'm aiming the
field. Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No, so, no.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog.
Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No, so, no.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female. Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No, so, no.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female. Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No, so, no.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female. Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No, so, no.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female.
As we... address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No, so, no.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
As we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No, so, no.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
He'll get right on top and just start on the
what?
Top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Bump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
I'll tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want
okay.
to tell.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc. Doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we... address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No, so, no.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Influence.
So, doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that her dog world is opening up to new things.
Yeah, my mom and dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian dog?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we influence.
Doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps. That's what
the way is we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck.
Bye, thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
It's minimal. It's very minimal.
Yeah, that's what
they're
my
wonderful
wife.
Dogs. It's just that you always wonder because basically it's a mutt, right? I mean, fundamentally,
yeah.
It's a mutt. and then people spend a tremendous amount of money on those animals, and you always wonder how do they rationalize that. But you know, I love them. I love them as an animal. They're wonderful animals.
Well, here's how my wife rationalizes it. If something doesn't cost a lot of money, she's not interested in it.
Oh.
If they sold them at Neiman Marcus, she'd go get one. Yeah. Joanne, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Bye, Joanne.
I'm serious.
As we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye, Sherry.
Thank you very much. And I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
As we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
Thank you very much. And I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
We'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Bump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
I'll tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
Okay. He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doug.
We'll do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Bump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
Okay. He wants to keep his segment. Let's go. That's what
Doug will do.
Jerry.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog.
Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female.
Doug will do that.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog.
He'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Bump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want
to tell. He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doug.
As we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female. Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know females.
Things you're describing, but you've got to get some control under that because otherwise your house is going to get ruined and you're going to be divorced and everything else is going to happen. So I think there are things
you can
do.
My husband said I better decide what to do with this dog. I got it from a
show.
She plays with the little
19-month-old grandson, and she's so gentle.
No,
of course,
They don't shed. She doesn't shed, right?
No, it's minimal. It's very minimal.
Yeah, that's what
they're
my
wonderful
wife...
dogs. It's just you always wonder because basically.
Well, yeah, my mom and dad's pug will do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh yeah,
humping the head.
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
Okay. Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female.
We'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Humping the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want
to tell him. He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
Sometimes it's dominance and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one.
Mom and Dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian,
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog...
It's better.
Doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps. Doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that helps. Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Sherry. Thank you very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female. Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female. Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female. Doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Well, yeah, my mom and dad's pug will do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Humping the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to tell. As we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female. Jerry.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog.
He'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Humping the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want
to tell. He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doctor. Right, doctor, yeah. Is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
But come on, the cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that helps. That's what the dog world is opening up to new things.
Yeah, my mom and dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian dog?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we... As it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we... Address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
But come on, the cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one.
Doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
But come on, the cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that helps. Doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
But come on, the cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that helps. Doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
But come on, the cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that helps. Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
But come on, the cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
you very much, and I'm aiming the
female. Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female. Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
But come on, the cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the female.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female.
As we more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months, their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth. But usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay.
Hey, Joanne.
Golden.
It's minimal. It's very minimal.
Yeah, that's what
they're wonderful dogs. It's just that you always wonder because basically it's a mutt, right? I mean, fundamentally it's a mutt. And then people spend a tremendous amount of money on those animals, and you always wonder how do they rationalize that. But, you know, I love them.
Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
But come on, the cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the female.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female. Jerry.
But come on, the cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the female.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped anything.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog.
She plays with the little 19-month-old grandson, and she's so gentle.
No.
Of course,
They don't shed. She doesn't shed, right?
No, it's minimal. It's very minimal.
Yeah, that's what
they're wonderful dogs. It's just that you always wonder. Because basically...
Uncle Dino.
But come on, the cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the female.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped
anything. Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog.
Well, yeah, my mom and dad's pug will do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Humping the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
I'll tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to tell
it. Jerry.
But come on, the cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the female.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped
anything. Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog.
There's always a potential, you know, I love them as an animal. They're wonderful animals.
Well, here's how my wife rationalizes it. If something doesn't cost a lot of money, she's not interested in it.
Oh.
If they sold them at Neiman Marcus, she'd go get one. Yeah. Joanne, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Bye, Joanne.
I'm serious.
But come on, the cat got the tongue?
No, sure. No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helped.
Luck.
Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You
very much, and I'm aiming the
field. Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog.
Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
But come on, the cat got the tongue?
No, sure. No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female
dogs. As we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
But come on, the cat got the tongue?
No, sure. No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helped.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
Sometimes it's dominance and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, yeah. Is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
But come on, the cat got the tongue?
No, sure. No.
I can't go there with that one. Sometimes it's dominance and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, yeah. Is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
But come on, the cat got the tongue?
No, sure. No.
I can't go there with that one. Influence, things you're describing. But you've got to get some control under that because otherwise your house is going to get ruined and you're going to be divorced and everything else is going to happen. So I think there are things
you can
do.
My husband said I better decide what to do with this dog. I got it from a
pug and she'll do it to the other dogs too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian dog?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girls.
A pug, and she'll
learn to accept these things and people. And
even the dog world is opening up to new things.
Yeah, my mom and dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian dog?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, yeah. Is there lesbianism in dogs?
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, yeah. Is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
But come on, the cat got the tongue?
No, sure. No.
I can't go there with that one.
He'll get right on top and just start on the
what?
Top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Humping the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want
okay.
to tell.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
He'll get right on top and just start on the
what?
Top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Humping the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want
okay.
to tell.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
He'll get right on top and just start on the
what?
Top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Humping the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want
okay.
to tell.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
Jerry. He'll get right on top and just start on the
what?
Top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Humping the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want
okay.
to tell.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc. Doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
But come on, the cat got the tongue?
No, sure. No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
As we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
But come on, the cat got the tongue?
No, sure. No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
Well, yeah, my mom and dad's pug will do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the
what?
Top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Humping the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want
okay.
to tell.
Well, yeah, my mom and dad's pug will do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the
what?
Top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Humping the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want
okay.
to tell.
It's minimal. It's very minimal.
Yeah, that's what
they're
my
wonderful
wife.
Dogs. It's just, and you always wonder, because basically it's a mutt, right? I mean, fundamentally it's a mutt. And then people spend a tremendous amount of money on those animals, and you'd always wonder, how do they rationalize that? But, you know, I love them.
Well, that's a Bill Thompson, you know.
You know, it might be, but that dog is very unique in that it was developed. It's an animal that's used by horse riders. They ride with that dog, and it has a relationship with that kind of industry. It's kind of weird, and I'm not sure why, because I'm not a horse rider.
Well, that's a Bill
Thompson. Address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck.
Thank you very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much,
We'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to hang up in about 7 or 8 minutes, okay?
Now, that's funny.
Can you think of any other thing that Mr. Carney did that was funny this morning? Because you made it sound like the whole thing was pretty funny.
You know, Frank, I think it's time we start talking about you, okay?
No. Doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
There's always.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped anything.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog.
Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female. Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female. Jerry.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped anything.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped anything.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog.
No.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped
anything. Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog.
It's minimal. It's very minimal.
Yeah, that's what
they're
my
wonderful dogs. It's just that you always wonder, because basically it's a mutt, right? I mean, fundamentally it's a mutt. And then people spend a tremendous amount of money on those animals, and you always wonder, how do they rationalize that? But, you know, I love them. And,
well, yeah, my mom and dad's pug will do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Hump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Right? I'll tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to
tell
it. What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped
anything. Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. That's a dominant.
Who reads a commercial?
I don't know.
Man, I haven't heard
who
anything.
Writes those?
Yeah, what's your reading? Who wrote it?
All right.
Who writes this
today?
Stuff?
Today, I've talked to 5 listeners, okay? Yeah. Either through service or in a sales department. And they all say you must.
Doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Influence.
dog world is opening up to new things.
Yeah, my mom and dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian dog?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we... As we learn to accept these things and people and helping to change diapers for me.
Well, so, you can't beat that.
That's a good boy.
Can't beat that.
Is that love?
Well, that's a great thing because I'm changing my own, and I can't even imagine having somebody do that for me. Would you like to talk to people who have pets?
Sure.
Well, they'd like to
pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian dog?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girls.
She's so small. No. She plays with the little 19-month-old grandson, and she's so gentle.
No.
Of course,
They don't shed. She doesn't shed, right?
No, it's minimal. It's very minimal.
Yeah, that's what
they're
my
wonderful
wife...
dogs. It's just you always wonder because basically,
the dog world is opening up to new things.
Yeah, my mom and dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian dog?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
not as we. Is over.
Dog world is opening up to new things.
Yeah, my mom and dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian dog?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we...
Dog world is opening up to new things.
Yeah, my mom and dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian dog?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we... As a dominant, learn to accept these things and people.
Even the dog world is opening up to new things.
Yeah, my mom and dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian dog?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs? The dog world is opening up to new things.
Yeah, my mom and dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian dog?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we... As it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we... Address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
But come on, the cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one.
Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
But come on, the cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helped.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female. Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
But come on, the cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helped.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female. Doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we... Address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
But come on, the cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helped. Doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
But come on, the cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helped.
Things you're describing. But you've got to get some control under that because otherwise your house is going to get ruined and you're going to be divorced and everything else is going to happen. So I think there are things
you can
do.
My husband said I better decide what to do with this dog. I got it from a...
That's a high-strung breed, even though it's a mix. And it's not unusual for them to do the things you're describing, but you've got to get some control under that because otherwise your house is going to get ruined and you're going to be divorced and everything else is going to happen. So I think there are things you can do.
My husband said I better just...
That's a high-strung breed. Even though it's a mix, and it's not unusual for them to do the things you're describing, but you've got to get some control under that because otherwise your house is going to get ruined and you're going to be divorced and everything else is going to happen. So I think there are things you can do.
My husband said I better just
scrump it, and I'm trying to learn what that means.
I thought of something you had with tea.
No, that's crap.
Can we go forward with the 2001?
That's crap.
Can we go forward with the 2000?
Well, here, I have it right here. On
Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh. Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No, so, no.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the female.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female. Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh. Yeah.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No, so, no.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the female.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female.
Well, yeah, my mom and dad's pug will do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the
what?
Top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Humping the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
I'll tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
Okay. Sometimes there's something to that, you know. Here's a beautiful, wonderful dog, and my wife is, how much is it? $50. Not interested. It costs a lot of money. It's somehow a great dog. Doesn't mean anything.
Frank, that's human mentality. I mean, if you go to a facility that's larger, well,
that's a
ugly
deal. Jerry's dog.
More growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth. But usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay.
Hey,
Joanne. Golden. Doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Mom and Dad have.
Who reads a commercial?
I don't know.
Man, I haven't heard.
Who
anything.
Writes those?
Yeah. What's who he reading? Who wrote it?
All right. I actually.
Who writes this?
Today, I've talked to five listeners, okay?
Yeah.
Either through service or in a sales department. And they all say you must.
Sometimes it's dominance and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one.
Doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the
female. Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog.
There's always
doctor. Is there lesbianism in dogs?
not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps. Doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
They'll get right on top and just start on the
what?
Top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Humping the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
I'll tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
Okay. He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
He'll get right on top and just start on the
what?
Top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Humping the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
I'll tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
Okay. He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
It's minimal. It's very minimal.
Yeah, that's what
they're wonderful dogs. It's just that you always wonder, because basically it's a mutt, right? I mean, fundamentally, it's and then people spend a tremendous amount of money on those animals, and you always wonder, how do they rationalize that? But, you know, I love them.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the female.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog.
As we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
Jared, they'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh yeah,
humping the head.
Yeah,
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
Okay, he wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doug.
He'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Humping the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
Okay, he wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doug.
It's better because it's bigger, right?
You know? I guess.
And that's the way people, it's not the size, right?
Well, that's what I keep trying to tell every woman I've ever met. That's not the size. They run anyway. Let's talk to Sarah. Sarah, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Hi, Frank.
It's better as a dominant, more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth. But usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay.
Hey,
Joanne. Golden.
They'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Humping the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
Okay. He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doug.
They'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Humping the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
Okay. He wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doug.
As we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck. Bye, Sherry.
Thank you very much. And I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
There's always a potential for growth, but usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay?
Okay.
Hey, Joanne. Golden Doodle is the dog that my wife has decided. She's online almost every night looking at these Golden Doodles. Do you like that dog? That's what
they're wonderful dogs. It's just that you always wonder. Because basically it's a mutt, right? I mean, fundamentally it's a mutt. And then people spend a tremendous amount of money on those animals, and you always wonder, how do they rationalize that? But, you know, I love them as an animal. They're wonderful animals.
Well,
there's always the potential for growth. But usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay.
Hey,
Joanne. Golden Doodle is the dog that my wife has decided. She's online almost every night looking at these Golden Doodles. Do you like that dog?
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank you very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, do.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
helps.
Good luck.
Bye,
Sherry. Thank you very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, do.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, do.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, do.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, do.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, do.
Fluence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed, so there's always the potential for growth. But usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay.
Okay.
Sometimes it's dominance and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. Influence. Sometimes it's dominance and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
I can't go there with that one. As we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck. Bye, Sherry.
Thank you very much. And I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
As we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
As we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
As we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
There's always a potential for growth, but usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay?
Okay.
Hey, Joanne. Golden Doodle is the dog that my wife has decided. She's online almost every night looking at these Golden Doodles. Do you like that dog? Sometimes there's something to that, you know. Here's a beautiful, wonderful dog, and my wife said, how much is it? $50. Not interested. Yeah. It costs a lot of money. It's somehow a great dog. Doesn't mean anything.
That's human mentality. I mean, if you go to a facility that's larger.
Pug will do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Bump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to tell.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go.
Pug will do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Bump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to tell.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go.
As we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
Thank you very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. Sometimes there's something to that, you know. Here's a beautiful, wonderful dog, and my wife said, how much is it? $50. Not interested. Yeah. It costs a lot of money. It's somehow a great dog. Doesn't mean anything.
That's human mentality. I mean, if you go to a facility that's larger,
that's what
address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much. And I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
There's always a potential for growth, but usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Joanne. Golden Doodle is the dog that my wife has decided. She's online almost every night looking at these Golden Doodles. Do you like that dog?
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like,
is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed, so there's always a potential for growth, but usually influence as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
Pug will do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Bump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want
okay.
to tell
him. He wants to keep his segment. Let's go.
Doug will do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Hump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want
to
tell him.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go.
Doug will do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Hump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to tell him.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go.
There's always a potential for growth, but usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay.
Hey,
Joanne. Golden Doodle is the dog that my wife has decided. She's online almost every night looking at these Golden Doodles. Do you like that dog?
Very rare.
As we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank you very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
There's always a potential for growth, but usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay.
Hey, Joanne. Golden Doodle is the dog that my wife has decided. She's online almost every night looking at these Golden Doodles. Do you like that dog? That's what
they're
my
wonderful
wife...
dogs. It's just that you always wonder because basically it's a mutt, right? I mean, fundamentally, it's a mutt. And then people spend a tremendous amount of money on those animals, and you always wonder, how do they rationalize that? But, you know, I love them as an animal. They're wonderful animals.
Well, that's...
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
you very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped
anything. Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like...
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped
anything. Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like...
That's what...
There was a dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. Influence. Sometimes it's dominance and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like...
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like...
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like...
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like...
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like...
Mom and Dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian dog?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog...
It's better.
Mom and Dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian dog?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog...
is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth, but usually it's better because it's bigger, right?
You know? I guess.
And that's the way people, well, it's not the size, right?
Well, that's what I keep trying to tell every woman I've ever met. That's not the size. They run anyway. Let's talk to Sarah. Sarah, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Hi, Frank.
I really fell asleep waiting to go on.
Hello?
It's his attempt at
comedy. Am I on the air with McGraw?
It's his attempt at... am I on the air with McGraw?
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Am I on with Frank?
Wow.
Oh, Frank, I am so sorry about that. It's just... It's been a crazy day.
No,
I mean, we were
what
so
you just
busy.
Did was insulting. And that's it. That's all I wanted to throw in. We will send them your way. They're on the way now.
Thanks, Frank.
All right, John.
And thanks for being, you know, just so mean to me today.
You're welcome.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Have a nice night. Bye.
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 You know,
bye.
That's true. There used to be a... There was a... And that's it. That's all I wanted to throw in. We will send them your way. They're on the way now.
Thanks, Frank.
All right, John.
And thanks for being, you know, just so mean to me today.
You're welcome.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Have a nice night. Bye.
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 Bye. You know, that's true. There used to be a... There was a...
Thanks, Frank.
All right, John.
And thanks for being, you know, just so mean to me today.
You're welcome.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Have a nice night. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
You know, that's true. There used to be a... There was a GMC Suburban and a Chevy Suburban. And that used to always confuse
me. Yeah.
Because somebody... Well, we have a Suburban. And I tell you, have a
shame.
I fell asleep waiting to go on.
Hello?
It's his attempt at
am
comedy.
Am I on the air with
car
McGraw?
It's his attempt at... am I on the air with McGraw?
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Am I on with Frank?
Wow.
Oh, Frank, I am so sorry about that. It's just... It's been a crazy day.
No,
I mean, we were
what
so
you just
busy.
Did was insulting.
She's just as gentle as she can be.
No.
She plays with the little 19-month-old grandson, and she's so gentle.
No.
Of course...
And they don't shed. She doesn't shed, right?
No, it's minimal. It's very minimal.
Yeah, that's what
they're
my
wonderful
wife...
dogs. It's just in your, that's a high strung breed, even though it's a mix, and it's not unusual for them to do the things you're describing. But you got to get some control under that because otherwise your house is going to get ruined and you're going to be divorced and everything else is going to happen. So I think
you
the things
it.
You
my
can do.
My husband said I better just.
It's better because it's bigger, right? You know.
I guess.
And that's the way people, well, it's not the size, right?
Well, that's what I keep trying to tell every woman I've ever met. That's not the size. They run anyway. Let's talk to Sarah. Sarah, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Hi, Frank.
It's better because it's bigger, right? You know?
I guess.
And that's the way people, well, it's not the size, right?
Well, that's what I keep trying to tell every woman I've ever met. That's not the size. They run anyway. Let's talk to Sarah. Sarah, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Hi, Frank.
If this is over by 6 months or so, if she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth, but usually it's better.
Mom and Dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because
humans.
Sherry's dog...
Not as we... Address it in
because
humans.
Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
Thank you very much. And I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
Sometimes it's dominance and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it in
because
humans.
Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? Cat got
I can't go there with that one. There's always a potential for growth, but usually by 6 months you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay.
Hey,
Joanne, Golden Doodle is the dog that my wife has decided. She's online almost every night looking at these Golden Doodles. Do you like that dog?
There's always a potential for growth, but usually by 6 months you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Joanne. Golden Doodle is the dog that my wife has decided. She's online almost every night looking at these Golden Doodles. Do you like that dog? That's what.
Sometimes it's dominance and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it. In
because
humans.
Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
helps.
Good luck.
Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the
female. Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like...
This is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed, so... there's always a potential for growth, but usually fluence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed, so there's always a potential for growth, but usually by 6 months you see the majority of their stature growth, okay?
Okay.
Fluence is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth, but usually this is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth, but usually...
That's what... Puggle do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Hump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want
to
tell.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go. Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
No, so no.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the
female. Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female. Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
No, so no.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the
female. Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female.
Puggle do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Hump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want
to
tell.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go.
Puggle do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Hump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want
to
tell.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go.
Puggle do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Hump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to tell.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go.
Puggle do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Hump in the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
Tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to tell.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank you very much, and I'm aiming the
female. Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like...
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right, well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the
female. Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like...
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much. And I'm aiming the
female. Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like...
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the
female. Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like...
Fluence. Has it dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it in
because
humans.
Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
No, no.
I can't go there with that one. I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped
anything. Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like...
Influence is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed, so there's always a potential for growth. But usually this is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed, so there's always a potential for growth. But usually it's better because it's bigger, right?
You know? I guess.
And that's the way people, well, it's not the size, right?
Well, that's, you know, what I keep trying to tell every woman I've ever met. That's not the size. They run anyway. Let's talk to Sarah. Sarah, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Hi, Frank.
It is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth. But usually it's better because it's bigger, right?
You know? I guess.
And that's the way people, well, it's not the size, right?
Well, that's what I keep trying to tell every woman I've ever met. That's not the size. They run anyway. Let's talk to Sarah. Sarah, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Hi, Frank.
It's better because it's bigger, right?
You know? I guess.
And that's the way people, well, it's not the size, right?
Well, that's what I keep trying to tell every woman I've ever met. That's not the size. They run anyway. Let's talk to Sarah. Sarah, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Hi, Frank.
It is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed, so there's always a potential for growth. But usually this is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed, so there's always a potential for growth. But usually this is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed, so there's always a potential for growth, but usually fluence has its dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helped.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped anything.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like...
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helped.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like...
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helped.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like...
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helped.
Good luck.
Bye,
Thank
Sherry. You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like...
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helped.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like...
Fluence.
So, doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Sometimes it's dominance and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one, fluence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed, so there's always a potential for growth. But usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth, okay?
Okay.
Fluence. Then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed, so there's always a potential for growth. But usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay?
Okay.
Fluence. There's always a potential for growth, but usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay?
Okay.
Hey, Joanne,
okay.
Joanne. Golden Doodle is the dog that my wife has decided. She's online almost every night looking at these Golden Doodles. Do you like that dog? That's what.
There's always a potential for growth, but usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Joanne,
okay,
Joanne. Golden Doodle is the dog that my wife has decided. She's online almost every night looking at these Golden Doodles. Do you like that dog?
There's always a potential for growth, but usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Joanne,
okay,
Joanne. Golden Doodle is the dog that my wife has decided. She's online almost every night looking at these Golden Doodles. Do you like that dog?
There's always a potential for growth, but usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Joanne,
okay,
Joanne. Golden Doodle is the dog that my wife has decided. She's online almost every night looking at these Golden Doodles. Do you like that dog?
I'll do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Humping the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
I'll tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to
tell him. He wants to keep his segment. Let's go.
Uncle do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Humping the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
I'll tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to tell him.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go.
Uncle do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Humping the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
I'll tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to tell him.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go. That's what.
There's always a potential for growth, but usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Joanne,
okay.
Joanne. Golden Doodle is the dog that my wife has decided. She's online almost every night looking at these Golden Doodles. Do you like that dog?
There's always a potential for growth, but usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Joanne,
okay,
Joanne. Golden Doodle is the dog that my wife has decided. She's online almost every night looking at these Golden Doodles. Do you like that dog?
I'll do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Humping the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
I'll tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to tell him.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go.
Uncle do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Humping the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
I'll tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to tell him.
He wants to keep his segment. Let's go.
Gary Ransom.
Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
helps. Good
helped.
Luck. Bye, Sherry.
Thank you very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female.
Uncle Dick.
Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female. Jerry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female.
As we address it.
Because
human.
Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. That's what.
There's always a potential for growth, but usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay.
Hey, Joanne, Golden Doodle is the dog that my wife has decided. She's online almost every night looking at these Golden Doodles. Do you like that dog? That's what.
There's always a potential for growth, but usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay.
Hey, Joanne. Golden Doodle is the dog that my wife has decided. She's online almost every night looking at these Golden Doodles. Do you like that dog? That's
as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? Cat got the tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helped.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
There's always a potential for growth, but usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay.
Hey, Joanne. Golden Doodle is the dog that my wife has decided. She's online almost every night looking at these Golden Doodles. Do you like that dog? That's what.
There's always a potential for growth, but usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay.
Hey, Joanne. Golden Doodle is the dog that my wife has decided. She's online almost every night looking at these Golden Doodles. Do you like that dog?
There's always a potential for growth, but usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay.
Hey, Joanne. Golden Doodle is the dog that my wife has decided. She's online almost every night looking at these Golden Doodles. Do you like that dog? That's what.
There's always a potential for growth, but usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay.
Hey, Joanne. Golden Doodle is the dog that my wife has decided. She's online almost every night looking at these Golden Doodles. Do you like that dog?
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, do.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, do.
It's better.
Mom and Dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian dog?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog
is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth. But usually this is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth. But usually, I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helped.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much. And I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then,
it's over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth. But usually,
Mom and Dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian dog?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog.
Mom and Dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian dog?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, do.
This is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth, but usually this is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth, but usually it's better because it's bigger, right?
You know? I guess.
And that's the way people, well, it's not the size, right?
Well, that's what I keep trying to tell every woman I've ever met. That's not the size. They run anyway. Let's talk to Sarah. Sarah, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Hi, Frank.
This is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth, but usually this is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth, but usually as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much. And I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
This is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth, but usually this is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth, but usually it is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth, but usually this is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth, but usually this is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth, but usually this is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth, but usually this is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth, but usually it's I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck.
Bye, Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like...
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like...
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like...
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like...
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
Good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
Thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like...
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like...
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like...
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
Thank you very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like...
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, you know, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it. In
because
humans.
Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
No, so, no.
I can't go there with that one. Influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth. But usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay.
Okay.
Influence. Sometimes it's dominance and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it. In
because
humans.
Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
No, no.
I can't go there with that one. I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like...
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like...
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like...
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like...
Influence.
Mom and Dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian dog?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because
humans.
Sherry's dog.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like...
This is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth. Maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth. But usually this is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth. Maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth. But usually that's a high-strung breed, even though it's a mix. And it's not unusual for them to do the things you're describing, but you've got to get some control under that because otherwise your house is going to get ruined and you're going to be divorced and everything else is going to happen. So I think there are things
you can
do.
My husband said I better just...
And that's it. That's all I wanted to throw in. We will send them your way. They're on the way now.
Thanks, Frank.
All right, John.
And thanks for being, you know, just so mean to me today.
You're welcome.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Have a nice night. Bye.
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 You know,
bye.
That's true. There used to be a... There was.
Thanks, Frank.
All right, John.
And thanks for...
My neighbor's great-grandkids are over. And so my concern is I'm about 4 months pregnant. And so is there anything my husband and I can do to kind of calm down her reactivity? Or is it something we need to seek professional help on?
Well, I mean, you might want to talk to, I think we're...
Just as gentle as she can be.
No.
She plays with the little 19-month-old grandson, and she's so gentle.
No,
of course, they don't shed.
She doesn't shed, right?
No, it's minimal. It's very minimal.
Yeah, that's what
they're wonderful
wife.
Dogs. It's just
well, that's a Bill Thompson. You know,
it might be, but that dog is very unique in that it was developed. It's an animal that's used by horse riders. They ride with that dog, and it has a relationship with that kind of industry. It's kind of weird, and I'm not sure why because I'm not a horse rider.
Thanks, Frank.
She's just as gentle as she can be.
No.
She plays with the little 19-month-old grandson, and she's so gentle.
No,
of course, they don't shed.
She doesn't shed, right?
No, it's minimal. It's very minimal.
Yeah, that's what
they're wonderful
wife.
Dogs. It's just, you know, it's better.
Mom and Dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian dog?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog
is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth. But usually,
that's what,
as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
There's always
he'll get right on top and just start on the
what?
Top of the head. Oh yeah,
bump in the head.
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
I'll tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't. Want
okay.
To tell
he wants to keep his segment. Let's go to Joanne. Joanne, say hi to Doc.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do like.
There's always a potential for growth, but usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay?
Okay.
Hey, Joanne. Golden Doodle is the dog that my wife has decided. She's online almost every night looking at these Golden Doodles. Do you like that dog? That's what
mom and dad have a female pug, and she'll do it to the other dogs, too. It's almost like a dominance thing.
Is she a lesbian dog?
I don't know. She could be.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like.
There's always a potential for growth, but usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Joanne. Golden Doodle is the dog that my wife has decided. She's online almost every night looking at these Golden Doodles. Do you like that dog? That's what
they're as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like.
Sometimes it's dominance, and sometimes it's hormones. So,
doctor, is there lesbianism in dogs?
Not as we address it.
Because Sherry's dog could be the Rosie O'Donnell of two girl dogs.
Oh.
What's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
No.
I can't go there with that one. I can't go there with that one. No way.
All right. Well, Sherry, I hope that
good
helps.
Good luck. Bye,
thank
Sherry.
You very much, and I'm aiming the field.
Thank you very much, Sherry. No, I didn't know female dogs humped.
Well, my neighbor's dog used to always run over and hump my boy dog. And,
really?
And then, like, do, like.
It's better because it's bigger, right?
You know? I guess.
And that's the way people, well, it's not the size, right?
Well, that's what I keep trying to tell every woman I've ever met. That's not the size. They run anyway. Let's talk to Sarah. Sarah, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr.
Dr. Doug. Hi, Frank.
If this is over by 6 months or so, if she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth. But usually this is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth. But usually this is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth. But usually that's a high-strung breed, even though it's a mix. And it's not unusual for them to do the things you're describing, but you've got to get some control under that, because otherwise your house is going to get ruined and you're going to be divorced and everything else is going to happen. So I think there are things you can do.
My husband said I better just...
That's a high-strung breed, even though it's a mix. And it's not unusual for them to do the things you're describing, but you've got to get some control under that, because otherwise your house is going to get ruined and you're going to be divorced and everything else is going to happen. So I think there are things you can do.
My husband said I better just...
That's a high-strung breed, even though it's a mix. And it's not unusual for them to do the things you're describing, but you've got to get some control under that, because otherwise your house is going to get ruined and you're going to be divorced and everything else is going to happen. So I think there are things you can do.
My husband said I better just...
This is over by 6 months or so. If she's got more of the standard poodle influence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth. But usually fluence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth. But usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay?
Okay.
Fluence, then you might see more growth, maybe up to 16 to 18 months. Their bones mature at around 18 to 24 months in the bigger breed. So there's always a potential for growth. But usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay?
Okay.
Fluent. There's always a potential for growth. But usually by 6 months, you see the majority of their stature growth. Okay?
Okay.
Hey, Joanne,
okay,
Joanne. Golden Doodle is the dog that my wife has decided. She's online almost every night looking at these Golden Doodles. Do you like that dog?
Eric will do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Pumping the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
I'll tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to
tell him. He wants to keep his segment. Let's go sometime.
Well, yeah, my mom and dad's pug will do that to the other dog's head. She'll get right on top and just start on the top of the head. Oh, yeah.
Pumping the head?
Yeah.
I have a great story I can't tell on the radio, but I'll tell you another time.
I'll tell it now. You don't work here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to tell him.